This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for February 23rd, 2022. Jefferson County Public Health reported 42 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. Because of the holiday weekend, this number represents the total cases counted between Friday, February 18th, and yesterday, February 22nd. This brings our total case count since the beginning of the pandemic up to 2,990. There are currently 105 active cases in isolation, and 4 Jefferson County residents are hospitalized. Deputy Health Officer Dr. Tom Locke said Monday that COVID cases continue to drop across the country and on the Olympic Peninsula. In Jefferson County, Omicron activity is down 8% over the past 2 weeks, and our current case rate is at 618 per 100,000. According to Locke, this is a turning point in the pandemic. Washington State will be lifting its statewide masking mandate on March 21st. Jefferson County will lift its mandate at the same time. Health Officer Dr. Allison Berry earlier announced she will rescind the order requiring proof of vaccinations for restaurants and bars on March 11th. Dr. Locke explained that we will always have some COVID, probably for the next several years. How it behaves will have a lot more to do with the virus than anything else, he said. As we look to the future, not only are new variations or variants possible, they're really to be expected. If we've learned anything from these last two waves, it's to expect the unexpected, he said. There is a new variant called the BA2 variant circulating now in the U.S. Dr. Locke warned that BA2 is not a harmless subvariant and that it is more transmissible than Omicron. Currently, the World Health Organization classifies the BA2 variants as a variant of concern, similar to Omicron. This leaves many worried about mask mandates lifting next month. Commissioner Kate Dean took to Facebook a few weeks back to get a sense of the community's feelings around lifting the mask mandate. Her post received 122 comments. Many expressed concern about it being too soon. However, some commenters pointed out that with Omicron variant, most cloth masks were ineffective anyway, and with a shortage of N95s and KN95s, the masking effort wasn't doing much to prevent spread of the variant at all. Dr. Locke explained on Monday that now is the time for us to transition from emergency response to the pandemic into a more sustainable and less disruptive response. Only time will tell whether or not our hospitals and healthcare facilities will be able to handle this transition and what the next stage of the virus has in store for us. As always, you can find the most up-to-date case information at the Jefferson County Public Health website or the Jefferson County Government Facebook page. Olympic Community Action Programs, also known as OLECAP, will be running its annual point-in-time count this Thursday, February 24th. The point-in-time count is an annual event where housing advocates reach out to fellow community members who are homeless in order to get some solid statistics on how many of our community members are living outside in tents, in their cars, trailers, or at the homeless shelter. Getting an accurate count helps organizations like OLECAP to receive the needed state and federal funding for their programs. It also helps homeless advocates to learn more about our houseless community members and potentially get them in touch with services that could help, such as food stamps, housing vouchers, a hotel room, or access to a shelter. This year, OLECAP volunteers will be helping people get vaccinated for COVID-19 if they wish to. OLECAP will be set up at the Port Townsend Welcoming Center located at Pope Marine Park, as well as the Brennan, Tri-Area, and Quilcene Community Centers. Volunteers will be offering sleeping bags, food, pet food, coats, hand warmers, and personal hygiene goods. If you're homeless or if you know someone who is and you'd like to be counted in the point-in-time count, go to one of these centers on February 24th or call OLECAP at 360-385-2571 to get assistance. With the cold snap happening right now, it's a good time to reach out for help, either for yourself or for someone you know, in order to stay warm and prevent hypothermia from sleeping outside or in uninsulated shelters like tents and cars. And that's it for today's news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.